Welcome to the 365 Grand City Live Show. Sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirly Ball. Get the best downtown Colorado Springs has to offer, including bites and brews, entertainment, events, and more. And now, living the grand life, here are your hosts, Andrew Whaley, Vanessa Kine, and Josh Haiti.
Welcome to the 365 Grand City Live Show. Vanessa, what do we have going on in segment one?
This week we're going to be talking about the graduation ceremony, some advice we have for the new grads. We're also going to be talking about the Hyperloop that's coming to Colorado, our thoughts and opinions on that. And then in segment two, Bites and Brews, we're going to be talking about the Jazz and Jive lunch that's going to be happening at the Gold Room, as well as our favorite places for a bite and brew in Colorado Springs, as well as farmer markets that are going to be coming on into town as well. And then in segment three, we're going to be having a discussion with Glenn Samuelson from the Country Club of Colorado. He's their golf superintendent at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort. And then in segment four, we're going to have Michael Sherman from 4Kids Sports talking about the organization. So it's going to be a pretty jam-packed episode this week. So any updates from anybody? Andy, you got anything new going on with 365?
365 Grand Club is just still working on the rooftop pool at the Antlers. And so as soon as we kind of get like a finalized date, I'll be willing to share that. But right now we're just plugging away on that project.
Perfect. Josh, anything new with Whirly Ball?
Just continuing our charity promotion that will be running through the month of June. I'm also looking for hotel influencers that would have influence on our summer transient guests that come to Colorado Springs. We're going to be hosting 15 to 20 individuals from each and every hotel in town to come to Whirly Ball for a free hour to go ahead and play and have some fun. We'll provide food and drinks for the hotel. Everything is complimentary. So just want to, you know, hopefully if guests are looking for something to do, these hotel influencers would plug Whirly Ball. So that's the plan.
Well, with Z-Trip, again, we have a new promo code for this month. We have several events that we're going to be involved with in coming in June, but specifically for May, we're actually going to be a part of Territory Days. So we'll briefly talk on Territory Days in the second segment, but we're really excited to be partnering with them to make sure everybody gets a ride home safely. And if it rains like it did last year, that way you don't also have to walk all the way to your car as well. We can get you there. The promo code for this month, if you download the app and book a ride in the app, is SPRING18. So they'll get you $10 in ride credit. So if you aren't already a 365 Grand Club member, they cover your trip for up to 10 miles. So if you're not already a member with them and you don't have that ride covered, we'll give you the $10 to cover that ride for you. This week, it's a big week for everyone. It's graduation week. And there's a lot of high school kids graduating and moving on to their next step in life. I just wanted to go around to the table here and get your guys's, just tidbit of advice for a new grad.
If I was graduating high school, I would say definitely continue your education and go to college. It's definitely the most fun I've ever had in my life. And if you were graduating college, I would tell you to just stop. Keep going. Hang out there as long as you can, because being an adult is a trick.
Good tip. I wish I would have known that when I was graduating, Josh.
Yeah.
How about you, Andy?
You know, I am also a firm believer. If you have the opportunity, because like Josh said, if you have the opportunity right out of high school to go to college and do that college life and that, and I say do it. I didn't have that opportunity until about 2 or 3 years out of high school to actually go do the college experience. And my college experience was not at a university. It was a small college in Nelsonville, Ohio. So on the flip side, I say there's a lot of people that are not college material too. And so I would say, or they just, maybe college is not their passion, or why come out of college thousands and thousands of dollars in debt and never be able to pay it back. And so on the flip side, I think trade schools are really good. I think there's a lot of trade jobs I saw that are coming back, and they don't have the people to work these trade jobs because they're not trained in that. And then my path is just always, you know, stay strong, have a good work ethic, and just be a good person and believe in good karma, and good karma and stuff will come back to you in this life.
The thing that I would say, especially since I haven't quite hit my 10-year mark. I'm 2 years away from my 10-year graduation of high school. And I would say think about what you want to do in life and understand that that's going to change. It's going to change. What you think you want to do right now might not be what you wind up doing. And I wouldn't even say that that's, you know, a bad thing. It could be something that you find a passion for or talent for later on, and just understand that you might change your mind and that it's okay to do that.
Yeah, I agree. So congratulations on to all of the graduates of 2018 here in Colorado Springs. And I wish you the best in your future endeavors in life.
Definitely. Now, the next thing that I want us to talk about briefly on is the Hyperloop. I'm sure everybody's heard about the Hyperloop that they're thinking about bringing to Colorado. I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I think that it's extremely cutting edge, and I think that we should be honored to be considered. I also think that I would not want to be one of the first 6,000 right? people to be on it.
So the Hyperloop, the guys that are actually in charge of kind of the Hyperloop process for Colorado Springs work out of the 365 Grand Club offices and conference center. And so I've had a chance to talk to them, see them on a daily or weekly basis. And the Hyperloop project's pretty amazing. It's definitely coming to Colorado Springs and Denver. And there's even talk, like, in the future, from what I've heard these guys say, that you're going to be able to go from, like, Colorado Springs to Aspen in, like, a half hour on Hyperloop or the mountains. And so I've always thought that's kind of cool. Wake up in Colorado Springs, be at Denver, dinner in Aspen or Vail. But it's a long process. It's going to revitalize the transportation system, and especially with the traffic issues that we have from here to Denver, I think it's going to help solve that as well.
Right. I'm just excited for it because it sounds like some kind of space agey sci-fi like ride. That's what I think about.
Well, and there's been two like formats that I've seen. So when they first started this project, they were doing it underground. The Hyperloop was going underground, but it was so fast and there was so much friction that the heat was like kind of like burning up the motors or something like that. So now they have another one that I've seen that's kind of out of ground in tubes. And then I've also seen one where your car will get on like the track and then it'll take your car via like the track system to Denver or what have you. So
that's awesome.
Look it up though. There's a lot of stuff on it about online, but Colorado Springs has like kind of endorsed it, or they have endorsed it. And so it's coming.
Well, it sounds exciting. I'm glad that we're on like the cutting edge of that for the state. And especially since it takes us, I mean, even from like one side of Colorado Springs to the other, it takes like forever. So, you know, just the fact that we're spread out all over the state will make it a lot more easily accessible. So I'm excited for that. Something I also wanted to make a mention for all those people that love to run and love to do trail running, NORAD of, you know, all organizations is actually doing a trail run. It's going to be on the 20th. And they're going to do it at the actual mountain location. It's from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you want to check out more information on that, you can go to madmooseevents.com for more info. And they just celebrated 60 years of being here. I know a lot of people, when I tell them I live in Colorado Springs, they always mention NORAD. My dad still thinks it's cool.
Are you going to do that run, Vanessa?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that run.
I have a rule. If it's not motorized, I'm not into it.
That's great, because especially since it's on a hill, I don't think I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite there. I've been on my fitness journey, but I still got a ways to go before I can run up a mountain.
I always see those people like outside running. I'm like, man, that looks kind of like, I wish I could do that, but I just don't think it's me. I don't think I'm built for that.
Awesome. Well, it's time for a break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about Bites and Brews, Andy's Corner. He's going to be sharing with us all his delightful thoughts about Bonnie and Reed. And then we're also going to be talking about our favorite places here in town to grab a bite and a brew. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show, sponsored by the 365 Grand Club and Properties, Z-Trip, and Whirlyball, here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the 365 Grand City Life Show. I'm host Andrew Whaley with 365 Grand Club, with host Vanessa Keim of Z-Trip, and host Josh Hady of Whirlyball. Vanessa, what do we have going on in segment two?
So in this segment, obviously we have Andy's Corner. So he likes to talk so much, we gave him his own corner. We're also going to be talking about the Jazz and Jive Lunch coming up regularly at the Gold Room, our favorite areas, our places in town to grab a bite and a brew, as well as our favorite farmer's market in Colorado Springs. So I guess we could just kick it off. Tell us about the Jazz and Jive Luncheon that you guys are going to be doing, Andy.
Yeah, so starting June 1st at the Gold Room from 12 to 3 is going to be the Jazz and Jive Lunch. It's going to be live jazz music with lunch buffet for $20 plus tax. So it comes like $21.65. but that gets you chicken, blackened chicken, jambalaya, green beans, a salad, dessert, and some iced tea. The bar will also be open for cash drinks, but it's going to be June 1st, every Friday from 12 to 3. Tickets are available online at www.365grandclub.com. Click on events, click on June 1st, and you can buy tickets right online. We've partnered with Jazz 93.5.
Perfect. And how much were those tickets?
$20 plus tax comes like $21.65.
Perfect. And Josh, is anything, any upcoming events with Whirly Ball? You guys still doing the Beat the Brewer?
Beat the Brewer events, yes, monthly. Be sure to tune into our Facebook page for information on those. Charity events going on and seeking some hotels that we mentioned earlier.
Perfect. Now, another thing I want to briefly mention, because you guys are running out of spots for seating, is the chef's table that's on the 17th. So, obviously, Chef Jason is going to be doing a full course, different courses menu, and they also are going to have beer pairings by Paradox Beer Company. And limited seating is available, right, Andy?
Correct. So, these chef's tables have become so popular that they're selling out quick, and so we only have literally a few more tickets left. That's not a sales ploy. It's the truth.
Awesome. Thank you for being so transparent with us, Andy. And the next thing I wanted to talk about, guys, was the segment's called Bites and Brews. And I want to know where your guys' favorite spots are to grab a bite and a brew.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say the Piccadilly Bar at the Antlers Hotel. Not only do we have 50 beers on tap, we also have great little bites and a beautiful bar. I mean, there's just got to go check it out, see it for yourself to believe it.
And all the beers except for one. They're all from Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I went in there, I was so surprised by that. I looked at this long list. It was Colorado. It's like you could go in there and do like a Colorado beer tour right in your seat.
Oh, yeah. 50 taps. I mean, I think we're probably got to be one of the largest in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I've heard the charcuterie board there is really good. My places that I enjoy are The Keg in Manitou.
Oh, I
like
haven't been there.
After brews, I like The King Chef downtown.
And oh my gosh, yes, they're burritos.
And my favorite place, hands down, north side of town, Fuzzy Tacos.
Oh, yeah, Fuzzy Tacos is very, very good.
I keep on hearing about this Fuzzy Tacos place.
Man,
I gotta try it.
And man, it's good stuff.
It's delicious. See, I'm still trying to find my perfect spot. I will say, if I want to have, you brought up the charcuterie board. My favorite
so
would
good.
Be the one at the Famous. Although I heard the one at Johnny Martin's Car Central is pretty good too. But I love going in, if I've had an especially long week, going to the Famous, having a couple glasses of wine and enjoying the charcuterie board. And they have live music. That's the thing that I love is live piano, vocal. It's very swanky. Very swanky.
Well, Springs Orleans has a happy hour from 3 to 6, and there's live piano music. And Thomas Dawson of the Commodores is usually the guy behind the piano. He's just amazing. And then the Famous, the happy hour, like you said, 4 to 6, 7 days a week. And there is live piano and vocals, 6:30 to 10 p.m. Great place to take your grad.
Awesome. Thank you, Andy. And Josh, I know we talk about Whirly Ball, but Whirly Ball does booze and food too, right?
Correct.
So, you know, you could go there, you can play a fun game of Whirly Ball or Bowl, and you could still get, you know, your drink on, and you can still enjoy some fun bites as well, right?
Yep, 24 beers on tap. We have this crazy concoction called Whirly Punch. Comes in a big punch bowl. It's designed for like 3 to 4 people. It's fantastic. Got to try it. It's on the bucket list.
Sounds delicious. Well, I think the next time I will.
And that's the thing that's really cool about Whirly Ball, the times I've been there. It's not like your typical bowling. You know, they have bowling there and Whirly Ball. Like, their food is not typical bowling alley food. It's a top-notch food.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Delicious. So the next discussion topic I have for us, guys, is farmers markets. Now, I saw your face, Josh. Farmers markets. Are you not a farmers market kind of guy?
I am. No, I like the one over in Acacia Park.
Yes, that's one I really, really like. I don't know if they do the one over... I used to go every Wednesday. They had one at Ivy Wild for a while, but I'm not sure if they're still doing that.
I go to the one in Old Colorado City at Bancroft Park. It's on Sundays. And so it's amazing to go there and grab some fresh produce, fresh cheese and meats, and go home and just explore and make a meal.
Pig out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about it. It's supporting local, too. I mean, you got to love that.
Well, and the awesome thing that I really like about the farmers market is not even just the produce. It's like the all the little like businesses that you find are making those like jams. The last time I went to one, there was a local coffee roaster, and I'll remember it the next time for the show. But he roasts his own coffee. He has like his little like contraption there to grind it fresh for you. It was just delicious, and it smelled really good walking by his
booth. Yeah, the farmer markets are amazing, and I think they're all getting ready to start if they have not already started.
Yes, a couple of them have already started. If you want to get a full list of all the farmers markets, and this goes into Manitou, it goes out to Old Colorado as well. You can go to visitcos.com, and they give you a full list if you just search farmers markets. Now, something I want to briefly touch on, too, is we have Territory Days coming up. That's going to be Memorial Weekend, so the 26th through the 28th. We'll have more information about that on the next episode, so make sure you tune in next week at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. We are actually going to be a part of the Territory Days this year, so we'll have 6 cabs there at any given time, so you don't have to deal with the parking. You can just get a ride there, get a ride home. Use Spring 18 to get $10 off your ride.
Yeah, that's in my backyard, and the parking is so crazy there that I suggest even, you know, parking downtown and taking a Z-trip into Old Colorado City.
Right, exactly. Another thing that's coming up that's starting, it actually just started yesterday, is the Food Truck Tuesdays at the Pioneer Museum. So it goes every Tuesday through October 30th. So if you have a hankering for some good food truck food, check out the Pioneer Museum when you're downtown.
I'm pretty excited about that. And so if you're a 365 Grand Club member, you get a discount to the Pioneer Museum and the gift shop.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for letting us know, Andy. And then the last thing that I want to talk about, actually, and they are an affiliate with 365 Grand Club, is Colorado Commons Cider. They actually have a location off of Platt. It's right by where the Z-Trip office is, which is pretty awesome. They have some delicious cider, and a lot of people don't know about them, but they're local.
Oh, when I can't get a hold of you in your office, that's where you're at, Colorado Commons Cider. That makes sense now.
Yeah, I walk right on, especially if it's Thursday, because they're only open Thursday through Saturday. But yeah, so if you're have a hankering for some delicious cider.
Don't worry, folks. Vanessa's not your Z-Trip driver. She's the marketing director.
Right. And I'm not driving. I'm walking. I just walk my way on over there. But yeah, I would definitely check them out. They have some delicious ciders. One of them, they had a limited, bottlings of it, but they aged, this cider in a World War II barrel, and it was just delicious.
It's such amazing. A cool place.
Yeah, perfect. So just make sure you check them out. And again, if you want some more information about them, they are on the 365 Grand Club site as an affiliate. And I think you do get 10% off when you buy through them as well.
Correct.
Perfect. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Glenn Samuelson, the golf superintendent from Country Club of Colorado at Cheyenne Mountain Resort. He's going to be telling us about their golf courses and what you can do to perfect your swing. And when we come back, we'll be talking with him, as well as in segment 4, we'll be talking with Michael Sherman from 4Kids Sports. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio, and we'll be right back.
Curious about what's happening in downtown Colorado Springs? Then pay a visit to Andy's Corner for the latest news on food, fun, and the best of brews. And now the man who loves to talk so much, we named a corner after him, Mr. Andrew Whaley.
Welcome, friends. This is Andy's Corner. Today we're going to talk about Bonnie and Reed, fresh seafood and fine steaks. Oh, I love Bonnie and Reed. I go there for the beer-battered fish and chips. The Alaskan cob, fresh, battered fresh. It's amazing. The fish tacos are also one of my favorites. Cabbage, cilantro, onion, fresh fries, or a side salad. The fried shrimp plate. Who doesn't like fried shrimp at a seafood place? Blackened shrimp Alfredo. The grilled salmon is to die for. Blue crab dip. Have an appetizer, coconut shrimp, and share the lobster roll with your loved one. That's for lunch, guys. Now, let's go back for dinner. The Seafood Tower, king crab legs, whole Maine lobster, golf shrimp, oysters, shrimp cocktail sauce, fresh lemon, or you can even have the Prince Edward mussels. I've heard maybe a natural aphrodisiac. Little Neck clams, steamed drawn butter, lemon. From there, Alaska cod with lobster stuffing, fresh cod, asparagus, hollandaise sauce, blackened shrimp Alfredo, ahi tuna, Alaskan halibut, crispy red potatoes, grilled lemon beurre blanc. Why not even have the lobster roll for dinner? This thing is amazing. Lemon aioli, celery, chive, Boston lettuce, fresh fries, or salad. The sea scallops are prosciutto wrapped scallops, crispy potatoes, and from there, the yellowtail snapper for two. The steaks are amazing. Prime rib, top sirloin, filet mignon, 14-ounce ribeye, and there's those toppings. Add blue cheese and hollandaise sauce. Add shrimp scampi. But more importantly, make reservations for this beautiful place on the weekend. Enjoy your friends, your family, and your loved ones. Tune in again next week for Andy's Corner.
You've been listening to Andy's Corner with 365 Grand City Life host, the man who loves to talk so much, we named a corner after him, Mr. Andrew Whaley. Get the latest on food, fun, and brews from Andy's Corner every week on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back to the 365 Grand City Life Show. I'm host Andrew Whaley with 365 Grand Club, with host Josh Haiti of Whirly Ball, and host Vanessa Keim of Z-Trip. A quick note for you. 365 Grand City Life Show is available live online and via KRDO News Radio mobile apps and iPhone and Android at krdoradio.com. If you missed us or want to listen on demand and download past editions, go to the any of our websites at ZTrip, Whirlyball, or 365GrandClub.com. And if you want to be the first to get our updates, breaking news, and upcoming show announcements, follow us on the 365 Grand City Life Facebook app. Josh, what do we got going on in segment three today?
Well, Andy, in this segment, we've got the honor of having Mr. Glenn Samuelson here from the Country Club of Colorado, at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, the head. What's your title out there, Glenn?
Golf course superintendent.
Golf course superintendent. Glenn, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what brings you to the show today?
Well, you guys bring me to the show today. I'm a Colorado guy and born and raised here in the state, and grew up with sport and outdoor activity, and from a very young age I was a skier and I was a golfer and basketball player, and golf just became the route that I took as a professional. And, I'm happy to be in that business and happy to be doing the job at the Country Club of Colorado.
Glenn, now, before you were here in Colorado Springs, weren't you in Vail as a golf course superintendent?
I was. I lived in the Vail Valley. I mean, I've been in Colorado Springs about 4 years, a little over 4 years. But before that, I lived in Vail Valley for about 20. And so I was really playing hard, skiing golf. And up there, those seasons marry into each other very nicely. So it was just a great run. There was a lot of golf being built at one time up in the Vail Valley, before things kind of hit the skids with the economy. But at that time, I was very fortunate to work with some great people, great architects, and built five golf courses in the process. Wow. Up in the Vail Valley.
That's outstanding, Glenn. Congratulations on that.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of years, at each facility. Sometimes it would take 3 or 4 years just to build one facility.
Wow.
And what kind of led you, what kind of led you to Colorado Springs and the Country Club of Colorado?
Well, one of the connections I made up in the Vail Valley and one of the projects I was on, the general manager up there eventually became the general manager at the Country Club of Colorado. So that personal and business professional connection stayed in touch. When there was an opening down here in Colorado Springs, I took it.
So Glenn, the superintendent at the Country Club of Colorado had been there for 25, 30 years, and he had retired, and it was a perfect fit to have somebody like Glenn with so much experience and so much talent come into the Country Club of Colorado. And so I'm fortunate enough to be able to play there, and the course is the most amazing I've ever seen it since Glenn's been there.
Absolutely.
Well, I thank you for that. I appreciate it. We're certainly trying hard to elevate the experience, and it's a great golf course, and we are happy to take care of it and make it consistent and challenging and enjoyable for you and anybody else that can come out.
Well, challenging is certainly an understatement there, Glenn, but you guys have a lot going on, so there's some work over on 9, is that correct?
Oh, there's work everywhere.
Yeah.
We've recently gone through an ownership change. We have recently gone through a management change. And all of those things are moving the club and the resort in a real positive direction. There is a new indoor swimming pool being made as we speak. There is some work on the golf course itself. We're rebuilding one of the ponds. We're building new tee boxes. We're improving the basic things like drainage and playability everywhere on the course. But there's also plans for room renovations at the hotel. The restaurant at the clubhouse is being newly renovated and will reopen to both the members and the public here very shortly. And that was a huge remodel project. So there's a lot of things happening at the country club.
And from what I've heard, that the new dining room is going to be pretty amazing. Obviously, the indoor pool is going to be pretty amazing from what I've heard. And they're selling some good memberships right now. For the spring, and they got some promotions and some deals going on, and it's a great value. By the time you figure in the golf and the pool and the workout and the spa and the new restaurants and the food and beverage, it's pretty amazing.
So, Glenn, obviously, I think we would do ourselves a disservice here to not talk about the U.S. Senior Open. Where do you think the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, the Country Club of Colorado, is at in terms of getting a large-scale event like that? I mean, it's such a beautiful course. It's in such great condition. I would think that you guys would be fighting people off to have big events like that.
The challenge is an event like that, for one thing, you might have to have just a little more length to the golf course than we have. But also, you have to be able to accommodate enormous amounts of people that watch. And from where? And so some facilities and some sites just have better places to put bleachers and galleries and people and things like that. And you also have to have a club that wants that.
Sure.
You have to have a membership that wants to give up their golf course. And you have to have the kind of challenge that a big event would bring. So we certainly have a fine golf club, but, I'm not sure if we're that kind of golf club.
Gotcha.
So, Glenn, where do you kind of see the future? I know a couple of years back you guys put in an irrigation system. I know that you did some things. You're a Pete Dye course.
Yes.
I was actually watching. Josh and I were watching the players over the weekend, and we saw that was a Pete Dye course as well. So I know with the new ownership, and I know that, maybe you don't know everything that's happening, but is there things that maybe you're looking to do to the golf course in the future, or just kind of trying to maintain the beauty of it as it is right now?
No, I mean, I think we definitely want to make some enhancements, and I certainly want to be true to what Pete Dye designed and intended with the golf course in the first place. So there are some bunkers. There are some features. There are some things that were lost through the many, many 45 years of the history of the club. And during renovation and reconstruction projects that we'd like to bring back. And we'd like to put them back in place and kind of restore some of those Pete Dye elements, because it truly is, he's one of the great architects in the world. And we should be proud that his name is on our golf course.
You know what else I've seen, and so I kind of think it was pretty cool what I saw somebody on Facebook over the weekend, that you guys have golf boards now.
Yes.
What do you think about those?
I hear it's a workout.
I bet.
I mean, I've heard that it's fun as heck, and I've tried it, and just to cruise around a little bit, but I haven't played around a golf with it yet. But it's a lot. The weight transfer is a lot like skiing, I guess. You don't steer the thing with your hands. You steer it with your lower body. And your weight, transfer left, transfer right, lean left, lean right, and then it goes. So I think it's... Yeah, we see them out all the time now. People are using them, and it'll be interesting to get some feedback.
Do you think those are like, is that kind of like the future of golf? Is it going that direction now? Or
hey, I think it could be. I mean, why not? And I've had people are riding bicycles at certain clubs and carrying their golf clubs and places with fat-tired bikes. Why not run a golf board? Why not Try anything.
Well, and it's a great way to get the youth more involved with the sport and really become, you know, a lifelong passion. So,
yep.
You know, hopefully that's the way of the future. I think they're awesome.
Well, thank you, Glenn, so much for being on with us. It's always a pleasure, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you, guys.
Vanessa?
Yeah, so if somebody were interested in, you know, kind of signing up for anything involving golf at the country club, how would they do that?
Well, we're a private club, so you would want to contact our membership director and the club office if you're interested in becoming a member of the club.
So contact Jessica Whaley at 719-229-2459.
Shameless plug.
There you go, Andy. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Glenn. When we come back, we're actually going to have Michael from 4Kids Sports talking about his organization. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the 365 Grand City Life Show. I'm host Andrew Whaley with 365 Grand Club, with host Vanessa Keim of Z-Trip, and host Josh Hady of Whirlyball. Vanessa, what do we have going on in segment four?
So in segment four, we have the privilege of having Michael Sherman from 4Kids Sports here with us. And you go by, even though your first name's Michael, you go by Sherman, right?
I go by Sherm.
Perfect. So why don't you tell us a bit about the organization?
Okay, 4Kids Sports, I'll start with our mission. The mission of 4Kids Sports is to help advance the lives of all kids through participation in sports, music, the arts, academics, and leadership training. The reason we put in academics and leadership training because kids who participate in sports, music, and the arts, their grades naturally grow up, as they grow up.
Right.
And also they become leaders because they enhance the lives of the younger ones. When kids come on board, it's a natural tendency to help those less fortunate or little ones that are learning. And that's what we've seen at the Monument Ice Rink. We've seen it in other sports that we help support.
Sherman, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this. I've had the pleasure of getting to know you and kind of hearing your background and your passion for what you're doing. But explain a little bit about yourself. You're a Marine?
Yes, I went in the Marine Corps after college. However, as far as 4Kids Sports is concerned, I had this vision many years ago when I was growing up and coaching. We saw the need to help kids. Parents would come to me and say, listen, I can't afford the uniform, I can't afford the equipment, what can we do? So I would reach out to corporations and people I knew that were, you know, willing to, they were philanthropic, willing to put forth a few dollars from their corporation, get a tax write-off, and help out. 5 years ago, and again, that was an idea I had 12 years ago. 5 years ago, we became a nonprofit, which helped us with our status so that we could give out tax write-offs to all the corporations and groups that would help support kids. Our mission in the community, as far as my vision is concerned, is to have businesses support the kids in the community, and then people that are shopping would solicit their goods and services from the businesses that are supporting their kids. That way it draws in more businesses to help more kids. I mean, let's face it, right now with the way the world is going, kids are having a rough time. You know, a lot of them are playing with their games on TV. They don't get out. Obesity is becoming a problem. Kids are getting heavier. They're getting lackadaisical. When it comes time for high school, they can make a decision whether to play sports or not. That's one of the beauties of a program that the YMCA is rolling out, mm-hmm. which is their seventh grade initiative. We do a lot of work with the YMCA in what we call our Play It Forward program. Bring your used equipment. I don't care if it's new or used, what shape it's in. Give it to us in the boxes that we have out at all the YMCAs that say help equip kids for life through 4Kids Sports. We call it our Play It Forward initiative. The boxes are also at Overdrive Raceway. And you can stop in there and drop off any equipment you have, and I'll guarantee you we will get the equipment out to kids who need it.
That's wonderful. Are you guys, is this local, or are you working on being nationwide? I mean, is this?
We would like to think that someday we could be that big, that we'd have that kind of traction. We began up in Aurora in an area called the Children's Corridor, where there's over 45,000 kids that are basically underprivileged because of the transient nature of kids who and their families up in Aurora. We started with soccer programs up there. Because I'm former military, because I'm a veteran, I saw the need down here to help veterans. We got involved with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in doing their Patriots Day giveaway. We bring in a truckload of gear. We got involved with the YMCA through their Breakfast with Santa Day, where they had 800 families come through in December. And we had two truckloads of equipment we gave away. We brought in the Gaming Cube program, where they had laser tag out in the fields for the kids at no cost. The kids could have fun and just bring them all together and give the kids a beautiful day.
Now, do you, this and hearing about it, I will tell you, like, I didn't know much about your organization and, you know, until we were talking on the show today. And for me, growing up, I grew up in a pretty impoverished area in California. And when I was in seventh grade, I actually had a coach that paid for me to be on the team. So he paid for me to be on the volleyball team and the basketball team because my family couldn't afford it. And I will say, from being a part of that, being a part of those sports, really set me up to understand teamwork, to understand, you know, self-motivation, pushing, hard work, that kind of thing. So what I was going to say is, you know, are you guys, do you guys just provide equipment, or do you work with schools to maybe pay for, like, jerseys for kids who can't pay for it, or setup fees for sports initiatives in schools, that kind of thing?
We're a small organization right now. I've been funding the program basically out of my pocket since retirement 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
We're starting to roll out fundraisers for kids. We use different cards, different programs, different methods, an app that was developed for us on the phone. Kids need money nowadays to play sports.
Yeah.
Sports have gotten ungodly expensive. And to keep the kids off the streets and keep the kids involved, it takes a community. Okay? So we would like to be the conduit in the middle, in not only supplying scholarship funds, but also supplying equipment for the kids. That's just one of our niches. Anytime there's a kid that needs equipment, if they call us and I have it, we'll get it to them.
Okay.
You know, that's what we do.
Perfect.
Sherman, I know that you have some events coming up here, so tell us a little bit about how to get a hold of you, how to donate, how to participate in your upcoming golf tournament. I'm really excited myself to get to play in this golf tournament. There's a lot of nonprofits in town, but anything to do with kids, like I always talk about, it's so amazing to shape the future generation and these young kids.
I would like to tell you first, go to our Facebook. It's under 4KidSports, number 4KIDZSPORTS. Go to our website, www.4kidsports.org. You'll see the things that we're doing in the community. You'll start seeing more and more videos of the stuff we're doing. I've been told that I need to start becoming a little bit more advanced and use Twitter. So we're going to be working with that. But we have the Play It Forward programs right now at the YMCA's and at Overdrive Raceway. Please stop in. Drop off anything you have that you're not using that the kids don't need anymore. We're having our golf outing at the Ridge at Castle Pines. It's our third annual Chip In for Kids golf outing. It's going to be on May 25th. We're starting to close off registrations this week. If you're interested, go to the website or call me. My number is 720-436-4026. I do answer my phone, or email me, sherm@number4kidzsports.org.
And on this golf tournament, you actually have some celebrities coming out there to play. If I believe or not, Randy Gradishar is going to be there.
Randy will be there. We'll have Al Peterson, former NHL Bruin, who runs the programs for kids up at the Monument Ice Rink. They have a program every Saturday morning where kids can come learn how to play hockey for free. Those guys will be there, but over and above that, we have NFL alumni. We're going to have some NHL alumni, hockey players, and we're going to have some of the Broncos up there. So it's going to be a hoot of a good time.
Can you talk about some of the auction items that you've received? I know that 365 Grand Club is giving a trial membership. Famous is giving a gift certificate. The Mining Exchange is giving a gift certificate. But I know you're a mover and a shaker, and you're out there getting these stuff for the kids. So talk about the live auction and talk about some of the stuff that is going to be there available to bid on.
Well, last year we had over 50 restaurants and local businesses donate to our silent auction. I would stop in any place I could to pick up things like the coffee cup out of Monument, 2nd Street Bistro, the Bistro in Broadmoor. We've got the Antlers over and above your donations. We've got the Marriott is donating rooms. We've got Fairfield donating rooms. You name it, I've probably talked to them. Anything we can do to help raise money for kids, I'm not above doing it. I have no shame when it comes to helping kids.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that we also, 365 Grand Club, the Antlers, is part of that. So I'm glad that 365 Grand Properties is all in.
Absolutely, and we appreciate it very much. We thank you.
So if somebody were to want to be a part of the golf tournament, how would they get in contact with someone to buy tickets, or are there still tickets available?
If you want to bring in a foursome or a single, just give me a call. That's the quickest way, 720-436-4026. Tell me what you're looking for. I do answer my phone, unlike a lot of folks. I'm old school. If you want to email me, like I said, it's Sherm, S-H-E-R-M, at number4kidzsports.org. If you want to donate directly, come into the website and donate. I will send you a thank you letter. We are a 501c3 charity registered, and we'll give you a tax write-off.
Sherm, what's your vision kind of from here with 4Kids Sports? Like, what's in the future here in 2018 and 19?
Thank you for asking that. My vision is to see us have a permanent facility where kids can come pick up the equipment that they need to get involved in sports, get off the streets, and participate. Unlike Play It Again Sports, we give the equipment away. We would like to have a place like Goodwill where they can drop off the equipment, and we will have it on an ongoing process, and maybe once a week, twice a week, families can come out and just pick up what they need so the kids don't have to worry about it and agonize over it. The last thing we want to see is kids, they want to go out and play and they don't have anything. I grew up, things were a lot different. Nowadays, it's a lot more expensive.
And you're right, like these competitive sports and these organized sports are really, really expensive. And not only is it expensive to play in these organized sports, the equipment is also outrageously expensive. And so it's amazing that you guys are going to have equipment for kids just to come down and facilitate. And I'd like to help try to find a place to facilitate that in the future.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see in the future. I would like to see Play It Forward programs across the country. For us to start a program like this and initiate what I believe is a vision where people are helping people, where kids are giving up what they have sitting on the shelves at home, which is not being used. Get it out to kids who need it. We, like I said, are strictly a conduit. We don't want to make a big name for ourselves. What we want to do is help kids. I believe this program could take off across the country. We're going to be working with elementary schools in Aurora. We're going to be working with urgent care facilities in this summer. They're going to have the Play It Forward boxes out there. I would like to work with Dick's Sports one day where we put out our boxes and they give away maybe a 10 or 20% discount for folks to bring in their old equipment, give it to us so we can get it out to kids who need it, and then that way people come in and buy their new stuff. There's no reason why this stuff needs to sit on shelves and sit in garages and be thrown away. Let's get it out to kids who need it and help advance their lives.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Sherman, and telling us about your organization. It's wonderful what you guys are doing for the kids, and I know for me it's a special place in my heart because I know how much sports affected me when I was growing up. That's it for this edition of the 365 Grand City Life Show. I am host Vanessa Keim with Z-Trip, with host Andrew Whaley of 365 Grand Club and Properties, and host Josh Hady of Whirly Ball. A quick note for you, 365 Grand City Life is available live online via KRDO's news radio app on Android and iPhone at krdoradio.com. If you missed us or want to listen on demand and download past editions of the show, go to krdoradio.com or 365grandclub.com. And if you want to be the first to get our updates, breaking news, and upcoming show announcements, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ztrip of Colorado Springs, Whirly Ball Colorado Springs, 365 Grand Club, and 365 Grand City Life. Join us next week, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, right here on KRDO News Radio. Thank you, everybody, and have a grand week.
You've been listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show, sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirly Ball. Get the best downtown Colorado Springs has to offer, Wednesdays at 7 p.m., only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now on 92.5 FM. Live the grand life.